If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Labor Day Sunday, it is our joy to greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that your plans today include the church and Christ. After all, the most important thing in life is not making a living or having a good time. The most important thing in your life is your personal relationship to Jesus Christ. How are you related to Him today? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you have a church home? Are you attending Sunday school and church? Are you bringing up your family in the right way? Do you know that death and eternity await you, and that you have an appointment with God that you must one day keep? I trust that these weighty questions would be answered in your own life today, even as you listen to this broadcast. We believe the time has come for our nation to turn back to God. We believe that we have reached the hour in our country and in our individual lives and in the lives of our families that we need to put God and the church first. All too long, we've relegated God to a secondary place in our lives and in our business, in our schools, and in some cases, even in the religious organizations of the world. So today, we call upon you as we begin this month of September to put Christ first and the church first in your life. We give to you a special invitation to come and share the blessings of God with us on this Labor Day Sunday. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and here at Worth Baptist Church, the textbook for the Sunday school is the Bible only. We have a thoroughly graded and carefully supervised Sunday school, teaching the Word of God to a class for every member of your family. And so today would be a good beginning for the month of September for you to come and bring the whole family to study the Word of God in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. As we continue our survey through the Bible in our Sunday School, we have come now to the book of Zechariah. This book has been called the book of the Revelation for the Old Testament, for indeed it reveals much about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and His coming again to reign upon the earth. We believe that this study in the book of Zechariah would bless you and be informative for you and for your family today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs. And we believe that you'd find a friendly atmosphere and a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship Christ here at Worth Baptist Church today. The Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. And I trust that today would bring a new dimension, a new depth, even a new beginning in your spiritual life. Why not take inventory of your life this moment and discover for yourself just where you stand before God? You can renew those vows that you made a long time ago. You can come back to the place where you left Christ and the church in your life. You can be saved today if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, and the services of Worth Baptist Church are indeed designed to bring you to a saving knowledge of Christ if you are unsaved. So come today, enjoy the fellowship with God's people, and worship Christ with us at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and from Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Our church is just one block east of the 4400 block of Wichita. We'll be looking for you and your family today in the Sunday school hour and in the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church. And if you cannot reach our church, we know that you could write us and let us know that this broadcast means something to you. Perhaps you've intended to write for some time. All of you who write this week, we will send to you free and postage paid one of our booklets entitled, The Bible is Right. Or perhaps you'd like the booklet, Times Like These. These can be yours simply by your writing and asking for them today. Remember, they will be sent you without obligation, free and postage paid. If you'll write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Glory of the Cross. I shall read from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. I would like for you to get your Bible and turn there and read with me after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the cross upon which He died for our salvation. We pray today that as Worth Baptist Hour goes out into the homes and into the automobiles and into the places of business and hospitals and rest homes today, that many will be blessed by listening. We pray for those who know not the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. May this broadcast be the means of their coming to Him. For those who are sick and shut in, for those who have sorrow and tragedy in their lives, for those who need a new dimension and a new depth, may they discover it today as this broadcast comes to them. Bless them, and may in all things, in every life, in every heart, the Lord Jesus Christ be praised. Because we ask these things in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Paul writes, But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The most unique symbol in all of world history is the cross. No other sign, no other emblem, no other symbol has affected mankind like the cross. It has stood through the centuries, signaling men to come to know God and to come to know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For many years before Christ, the cross was used for execution, but never before did a man die upon a cross like the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was born as no other man. He lived as no other man, and He died as no other man. And on the morning of the third day, He arose triumphantly as no other has done, conquering death and hell and the grave for each of us. Today, almost 2,000 years later, the cross of Christ has the same attraction. Someone put it this way, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Yes, the cross means eternal salvation for you, if you will turn by faith to Jesus Christ, who died there to redeem your soul. You might ask the question, how could Paul say that he wanted to boast or glory only in the cross? This was Paul's credo for life, that he glory only in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul testified that he is crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto him by the cross. You might wonder today how that we could say we glory only in the cross of Christ. Well, I submit to you three reasons why I believe that Paul could and that we can glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. First of all, we can glory in the cross because of its revelation. God's work from the beginning has been that of revealing Himself to mankind. in century after century, epoch after epoch, and age after age, God has pulled back veil after veil to reveal himself to mankind. But nowhere in all of human history has God so clearly revealed himself as he did the day that Jesus Christ died upon the cross. What did the cross reveal in that day? Well, in the first place, the cross revealed the depths of sin. If you want to know just how deeply man is steeped in sin, look at the cross, that angry crowd about it that cries for the blood of Christ. Not only that, but it revealed the nature of God's character. Just what is God like? God is our Heavenly Father. And the Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The character and nature of God are revealed in the cross of Christ like they're revealed in no other event. Not only that, but the cross reveals the price that was paid for sin. Jesus Christ gave his blood. He interposed his precious blood on the cross to purchase your salvation and mine. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. What a price! Jesus Christ paid the price for your redemption by offering himself in sacrificial substitutionary death upon the cross. Not only that, but the cross reveals the love of God. How much does God love you? Look at the cross. How much does God love the world and all the nations and all the peoples of the world? Look at the cross. God's love is clearly seen at the cross. Emblazoned upon a sky that is darkened by sin are the words, God is love. And God proved it by giving his Son upon the cross that day. Not only that, but it reveals the worth of your soul. You see, your soul is a never-dying soul. Jesus said, what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? May I remind you today that if you could get all the wealth in this city, all the wealth in this nation, all the wealth in the world, you could never pay the purchase price for your soul, because your soul is priceless. And Jesus Christ proved the worth of your soul when he gave himself in your stead to die upon the cross. There's a second reason why we can glory in the cross. We can glory in the cross of Christ because of its magnetism. Listen to the words of Jesus. And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Of course, Jesus was speaking of the manner of his death, the crucifixion, the suspension of the Son of God between heaven and earth upon a cruel cross. I read a story about a manufacturing firm that once made an experiment with a huge magnetic crane. They passed the crane over their property, and to their amazement, it picked up metals that were buried in the soil. That reminds me of the magnet of God, Jesus Christ. In God's redeeming love for mankind, he passes over all the world with the cross, and he draws men from the soil of their sinful graves to himself. Jesus Christ, dying upon the cross, has an appeal and an attraction to all men. In his magnetic power, he draws men from their occupation to a new vocation in life. Consider Matthew for a moment. He was a tax collector. But one day Jesus Christ passed by and gave Matthew an invitation to follow him. And the Bible tells us that Matthew resigned his job of tax collecting and followed Christ. The same Christ is passing by today. He calls you from your vocation in life to follow him. Then there's Peter, James, and John, who were fishermen. One day Jesus Christ walked the shores of Galilee, and he called these men from their fishing industry, and the Bible declares that they forsook their nets and followed him. Today he gives to you the same invitation. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you will but follow Jesus Christ, your footsteps will lead you ultimately to the throne, to happiness, to peace, to joy, and to heaven. What about the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus? Paul had his life totally changed. He was headed to Damascus to persecute the Christians, but Christ appeared to him, and with his magnetic power, he drew the Apostle Paul to be his own preacher of the gospel. Not only that, but Jesus Christ draws men from the most unsuspecting places. There was a man in the New Testament named Zacchaeus. He climbed a sycamore tree to see Christ. When Jesus came along that day, he looked up into the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for this day I must abide at thy house." Jesus Christ is saying the same to you today. You might feel secure and safe and steadfast in your sycamore tree. You might be perched on the highest limb of your tree of self-esteem. But wait, in the light of the cross, what can you say for yourself? You may feel that you are self-sufficient there in your so-called sycamore tree. But beloved, you are not sufficient. Only the grace of God is sufficient for your sins. In your tree of self-righteousness, you might feel that you're clean and pure and holy. But wait, all of your righteousnesses are as filthy rags in God's sight. And the only way that you can be righteous is to be drawn by Christ to his bleeding side to trust him as your own personal Savior. Jesus says to you today, come down from your sycamore tree, that tree of self-esteem or self-sufficiency or self-righteousness or the tree of pride. Come down, for this day I must abide at thy house. Jesus Christ wants to abide with you. He's standing outside your heart's door. He's knocking. He's pleading. He's wanting to come in. All you have to do is open the door of your heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. He draws men from the depths of sin. Those who have gone down to the very bottom of sin have been drawn out of it by the magnetic power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone put it this way. From sinking sand he lifted me. To higher ground he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light. Oh, praise his name. He lifted me. Education cannot lift you. Money cannot lift you. Environment cannot lift you. But Jesus Christ can lift you from the depths of sin. But you say back to me, preacher, you don't know my life. I've reached the bottom. I've gone the last mile. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to commit suicide. I'm ready to end it all. I'm miserable. I'm unhappy. But wait, Jesus Christ can lift you from all of that to a new and glorious plane of life if you'll but give him a chance. Yes, he can lift you out of the depths of sin and despondency and discouragement even this moment. In the third place, we can glory in the cross of Christ because of its accomplishments. Many conquerors have gone forth conquering and to conquer. What shall I say of Nebuchadnezzar or Napoleon or Nero? None of these accomplished with might and military means what Jesus Christ accomplished with love and mercy. He was right who said, divine love rules without a sword and binds without a cord. On the cross, Jesus Christ conquered death and hell and the grave. From the cross, Jesus cried, it is finished. And there he finished the work of redemption. There he completed your salvation. All you have to do today is to trust him, to acknowledge him, to own him, to believe in him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You see, today, the most simple thing in all the world is for you to acknowledge that you're a sinner. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible tells us that if we die in our sins, where Christ is, we cannot go. Now let me ask you this morning, have you anchored your faith in Christ? Have you accepted His substitutionary sacrificial death on the cross? Have you owned Him as your Savior? Have you forsaken your sins? Could it be that I speak to some of you today who a long time ago made a decision for Christ? You trusted Him. You accepted Him. But today you've drifted. Today you've backslidden. Today you've gone away. Today you've forgotten about the church and the Bible. Why not return this day? Why not come today and ask God to forgive you and confess your sins and get back in the place that you ought to be, bringing the whole family to Sunday school and church, even today? You can make a new start today. You can begin afresh and anew, even in this hour. Right now, by your radio, if you're lost, if you're unsaved, if you've never trusted Christ, you can pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and He will save you even this moment. If you are a backslider, having forgotten and forsaken Christ in the church, if you'll simply ask God to forgive you, God will do so even in this moment, and you can have restored unto you the joy of your salvation. You can pray with David of old, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. If you'll do that this moment, you can discover a new dimension and a new depth for your life. I trust that you'll do it and that you'll write us this week and tell us about it. Also, we again invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church today in the Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on...